Welcome to a new podcast on the digital transformation of the health sector in the era of digital interdependence. In this episode, we talk about the co-creation of public digital health goods. The Pan-American Health Organization, PAHO, together with its numerous collaborating centers and other international organizations such as the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB, and always in consultation with its member countries, presented a call to action on the digital transformation of the health sector in the era of digital interdependence. It is based on an important report put out by the United Nations, as Dr. Sebastian Garcia Saizo, Director of the Department of Evidence and Intelligence for Action in Health of the Pan-American Health Organization, explains.
In mid-2020, the United Nations presented 8 areas of collaboration based on recommendations from a high-level panel to make technical cooperation operational in the age of digital interdependence. We have adapted those global principles to reflect the imperatives of the digital transformation of the health sector and that now constitutes the basis of this call to action.
The call to action fits within the framework of a PAHO initiative called Information Systems for Health, or IS4H, that more and more is moving towards helping its member countries with the digital transformation of the health sector. The call to action has 8 topics, the second of which is the co-creation of public digital health goods. The COVID-19 pandemic has challenged us in multiple ways, and the issue of access to data and the use of information technologies was no exception. Dr. Jarbas Barbosa da Silva is the Assistant Director of the Pan-American Health Organization. Therefore, and in order to move forward with clear feasible and sustainable priorities, we need to innovate, collaborate, and co-create solutions of local scope and regional benefit together. Digital public goods to strengthen the health and well-being of the world's population must include open source software, standards, algorithms, data, applications, and content designed with the appropriate architecture and licensing. These attributes should allow them to work in diverse populations and situations, with the appropriate local adaptations if necessary. Marcelo D'Agostino, Senior Advisor on Information Systems and Digital Health at PAHO, thinks that the creation of public digital goods could be the most important part of the transformation of the health sector.
Digital public goods are key for having access to data, information, and knowledge at the appropriate time and in the appropriate format. And this can be one of the greatest achievements of a digital transformed public health. We need to work together, we need to co-create and collaborate for having digital health public goods in the Americas.
The Associate Deputy Director of Public Health Science and Surveillance of the United States Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, Dr. Ileana Arias, compliments.
The fact is that a health threat anywhere is a health threat everywhere, and investments in data are global goods that can be used for all of us. And not only for all of us, but also for any disease.
Digital public goods must be created with responsibility and sustainability in mind, always employing a user-centered design, which is especially necessary for vulnerable populations with special needs in terms of technology and digital literacy. PAHO Director Dr. Carissa F. Etienne thinks that the digital transformation offers a unique opportunity for public health.
We need to take a fresh look at public health, one that is much more holistic and inclusive, that considers new critical factors for the success of interventions, such as connectivity, bandwidth, interoperability, and artificial intelligence, among others. This renewed approach must also consider inequities in the digital era to ensure that the digital divide does not widen the gaps in health inequities.
In other podcasts in this series, we will focus on other topics of the call to action on the digital transformation of the health sector. This podcast was produced by the Pan American Health Organization.